Hey, thanks for pressing play. This is Stacey Mahoy, StaceyMahoy.com, and I just had a thought today because I see a lot of recommendations from various people, various experts on failure in youth sports, and something that is often communicated to parents is the idea of letting your kid fail, right? They're like, hey, you need to let them fail. They need to experience failure and mistakes and figure out how to get over it and all these sorts of things, which I totally agree that learning how to deal with failure and bouncing back from it is absolutely critical and essential, not only in sports, but in life. But this, the whole let them fail thing kind of bothers me because I think that it kind of implies some things that maybe aren't the most helpful to a child if you really want to help them learn and grow and develop the skill of being able to deal with failure effectively and being able to overcome it. So to me, it's a little bit more of parents needing to be okay with failure when it happens, because I feel like if you're totally okay and you know that it's like, you know what, this is just part of the journey, right? It's hard to see your kid fail, yes. But if you're very confident in the knowledge that all of these bumps and trials and tribute and adversity, all of these challenges and all of the mistakes and the failures that do occur, not only in sports but in life, if you're confident in the fact that it's just part of the journey and a necessary part of the journey and necessary for their ultimate growth and learning and development, then you approach the situation very differently, right? How you respond to that and how you support them through it is very, very different than if you're freaking out over failure, or if you're or even if you're just sitting there going, well, you need to figure this out and failure, you know, is just something you need to deal with. And it's like we assume that you're either coddling your kid and trying to get them out of the failure and trying to handle it for them, or you need to just let them fail, which to me implies that you're totally hands off and you're just letting them sink or swim on their own and they're just gonna have to figure it out. Like, is that really what parenting is? Is parenting just leaving your kid on their own to figure things out? I don't think so. For me, parenting is very hands-on. Parenting is very, very involved. It doesn't mean that I'm gonna bail my kid out of situations. It doesn't mean that I'm going to try to execute the solution for them, because the truth is most times we can't, even if we wanted to, right? But I'm not going to just leave them out on their own with no guidance whatsoever, with no assistance, with no involvement whatsoever, and just have them figure it out on their own. I'm going to be as involved and engaged as they need me to be in any given situation, and at whatever level, whatever degree they need me to help or assist at any time is where I'm going to be, right? Meet them where they're at. Leadership is about meeting someone where they're at and working with them from there. And different kids are going to need different kinds of support to different, you know, to varying degrees at different times throughout life. I mean, even when they've been able to do something before and handle it well, that doesn't mean that they're going to be able to flawlessly execute it 100% of the time from then on. Sometimes they're still going to need some support. Just like when they were learning to crawl, learning to walk, learning to dress themselves, learning to feed themselves, learning to brush their teeth, learning to brush their hair, right? It didn't go from we did it for them 100% of the time to automatically they did it 100% of the time. Over time, as they grew older, as they learned, as they developed, as we worked with them to brush their hair, to brush their teeth, to get them dressed, to help them walk, right? At first, we did a lot of it for them. We did it for them. And then we did it with them to varying degrees at various times. And eventually, they were able to do it 100% on their own. And I think anything in life is like that. Anything is like that. Even learning how to manage your emotions. Even learning how to respond when you're angry. Even learning how to be and carry yourself with integrity. All of it is a learning process. The kids are not born knowing how to do this. We're not born knowing how to do this from the get-go. These are things that we learn and develop, skills that we develop. It's not only physical skill that takes time and practice and guidance to develop, emotional skill, mental skill too. And yet a lot of times we expect for them to just figure it out, or we just leave them on their own. We're like, well, you're just going to have to figure it out. Like, this is part of life. Why aren't we willing to guide them just as we did when they were little with the physical skills, right? I believe it's okay for us to be there to varying degrees at different times, whatever they need. Even as adults, my best mentors are the ones who could meet me where I was at any given time. Even if for whatever reason, everyone else thought, or maybe even I thought, I should be ahead of that point, or I should be able to do more on my own, or I should be able to do this, that, or the other thing, or I should be here, there, or wherever. My best mentors, my best leaders were able to meet me where I was at on any given day and lead me from there, work with me from there, and help me step up, learn, grow, develop, and just continue to work with me from there. And over time, you get more and more and more and more capable until you need less of their help in some things, and then they're leading you on to bigger and better things all the time. And I feel like as parents, that's what we could do for our kids. We don't need to either be bailing them out of situations when they fail or when they make mistakes, and trying to get them out of whatever adversity they're in, right, by doing it for them, or be leaving them 100% on their own to just let them handle it. I don't feel like either one of those approaches is ideal. I feel like there's something in between where, yes, parents, we need to be okay with and accepting of, you know what, failure is part of the process. They're going to fail, they're going to make mistakes in softball, in sports, and in life. And if we could just accept that and look for the benefit that can come of it, we're going to respond very, very differently when it happens, right? When they make a mistake, instead of getting all nuts and getting all crazy and jumping on their butt, or just leaving them on their own to figure it out by themselves, we're going to be able to take a more cooperative approach with them, right? Check in with them, engage with them, see what's going on. How are they feeling? What are they thinking, right? How do they feel about the situation, and what are they even planning to do? Or are they feeling like they have no idea what can happen next? Are they feeling a little lost? Do they need a little guidance, or do they already know exactly what needs to be done? And where do we fit into the equation? Is all they need from us just continued love and support? Or do they need a little bit more? Do they need a little bit more guidance? Do they need a little bit more support and encouragement? Do they need us to help shift their mindset from, oh my goodness, I screwed up, this is so terrible, but, and their whole, you know, the negative rampage that may be going on in their head? Do they need some help in learning how to pivot that? That's an essential life skill. Why would we leave that to chance? Why would we not want to be there to guide them and give them some tools and give them some ideas and give them some suggestions that could help them make that shift? Why would we let them try to just figure it out on their own? This maybe it's just me, but as a parent, I want to be involved and engaged and well connected with my child so that we can figure out exactly what needs to be done, and then I can help her or him get to where they need to be, right? And they may need my help right now, but if I work with them this time, they're going to know a little bit more for next time, and know a little bit more for next time, and know a little bit more for next time. And next thing you know, all they'll need from me is continued love and support, because they're already going to have experiences where we walk through it together, where we figured it out together, where we're able to identify which approaches, which tools, which kinds of ideas best help them move forward. Because it's different for everyone, right? What works for me to shift my negative mindset to a positive one quickly is not the same as what works for you. And so how are teenagers or our 10, 11, 12-year-olds supposed to just figure that out? Or why should they have to just figure it out on their own? Wouldn't it help? Wouldn't it be much faster? Wouldn't they grow faster? Wouldn't they progress faster if we were there working with them? Why wouldn't we do that? So when I hear let them fail, to me it implies kind of a hands-off, sink or swim type of approach. Maybe that's not what people intend, that's just what comes across to me. And so if that's what's coming across to other people, I want to present a fuller picture of what that might look like versus coddling or trying to continuously bail your kid out. And what I'm saying is that I don't think it's either coddling or hands-off. I think somewhere in the middle, there's so many more options between those two that are far more efficient and effective in helping our children learn to deal with failure and overcome it, right? And how to manage it well and how to learn and grow from it. And we can be very, very active in the learning process with them. So I hope that kind of gives you something to think about, or helps clarify some things for you, or maybe gives you some new insights, different angles and ways to look at the situation. But I'd like to hear your thoughts, whatever they may be. So feel free to message me on Facebook. Facebook page is facebook.com/coachstacy. You can message me there. Feel free to email me, stacy@stacymahoy.com, or leave a comment if this is posted on my website or somewhere else. Go ahead and leave a comment or message me in either one of those ways. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening.